Allah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Allah offered Jumu'ah, and Allah guided Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best in everything. And this ummah has been given the best. So the day that was the greatest day of the week, this was given to this ummah, the day of Jumu'ah. It comes in a hadith sharif that Jumu'ah is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. So much we take ihtimam, we take precaution for the two Eids. But Jumu'ah normally, very few people will take precaution. But there is a great day, a day of Eid for the Muslims. And Eid is rejoicing. And for what do we rejoice? We understand, inshallah, that our rejoicing is not partying. It's not going for a holiday, for a picnic. Our rejoicing is to be with Allah Ta'ala. To read, to make dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, to make namaz, salatu tasbih, etc. To read durood sharif, tawbah, istighfar. That is the real rejoicing of a mu'min. So this day of Jumu'ah, Allah has given us for that purpose. There was one person of South Africa who has passed away. And before Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the Muslims of the subcontinent were mostly connected with Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah, who was a very great alim, who was from India, but he made hijrat to Makkah, to Medina Sharif, and he passed away. And he is such a caliber that when they dug his qabr few times to bury somebody else in the same qabr, because Jannatul Baqi is a small place, and how many people every day pass away in Medina Sharif, they found every time his body was 100% intact, and his kafan also. And just by, as we are passing, his son Maulana Aftab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is also passed away, he used to say that in my opinion, why Allah gave my father this great honor, he had great qualities. But the particular thing he said, what he feels, that he had great respect for the Quran Sharif. That even if a small boy was a hafiz of Quran, if he's sitting on top, you won't let him sit at the bottom. He won't stretch his legs towards that boy, that the boy got Quran Sharif in his heart. For the respect of the Quran Sharif, Allah gave him this. And of course he had other great, great qualities. This is not our subject at the time. Anyway, he told this person of South Africa, who was his murid also, that you must come to me separately on a separate time, I want to tell you something. When he went, he told him, see, you people in South Africa, on a Jummah, normally you have dar chawal, dal and rice. He says, and so much the people follow it, that children think it's a sunnah of Jummah. That Jummah, you must have dal and rice. So he says, whenever you want to have your dal and rice, but on a Jummah, cook the best food of the week. Everyone likes food. The day you're going to get your best food, automatically you look forward to that day. Then he told him that you people normally give your children the bath of the week, a proper bath on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, and let them wear their best clothes on a Sunday. He said, give them the proper bath of the week on a Thursday night, Friday morning. And then give them the best clothes within the limits of Sharia to wear on a Friday. Everyone likes nice clothes also. The day you're going to wear your best clothes, you look forward to that day. Then he told him that if you people are giving pocket money to your children, give them little bit more on a Friday. And if you are not giving them, give them something on a Friday. Everyone likes money also. The day you're going to get your money, you look forward to that day. So in a very subtle way, he highlighted and made it practical to show the importance of the day of Jumu'ah. Also, there was one person of South Africa who in very long ago, before in the apartheid rule, the white government rule, he went with a white man to the Far East for business. They stayed in a hotel. They were invited for a barbecue, a bright place, for the Saturday after Sunday afternoon. So the Muslim man told him, let us go. He said, I'm sorry, I can't go. This is my big day, it's my church day, my Bible day. I'll be praying my Bible. Same thing happened in the evening for supper also. This Muslim man took a good inspiration, though not the sauce was good, but he took a good inspiration from that see, this man is a Christian man. Their religion is changed also. And even if it wasn't changed, it's cancelled in any case. But still he takes so much care of his religion. And he's not even at home. He's traveling. And so me as a Muslim, we got the best religion. And we got everything of the best. Why mustn't I observe Jummah? Then when he returned, for a very long time he was living, and his very good big business he had, cash and carry appliance business, and he never opened on a Jummah in the morning. So much he took care for the day. So Jummah is a day that we should give it this importance. And a person who will give it this importance, then he will see the great benefits. In one hadith, six great virtues of Jummah are mentioned. And this hadith comes in four of the great hadith kitabs. The six great hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah and Nasai. This hadith comes in four of these kitabs, which shows how authentic it is. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great scholar, great muhaqqiq, researcher, he says that the most sawab that is mentioned in one hadith is this hadith. So the sawab also is so great, the rewards, and the hadith is so authentic also. What is it that a person who does six things on the day of Jummah, and that is what we must try and do, and they are not difficult. A person who does the six things on the day of Jummah, then for every step he takes coming towards Jummah namaz, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat, sawab. Namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, whole year. For every step. And for every step, 1 year's roza, fasting, sawab he will get. So if you take, like from your boarding you take, you come here, you took 100 steps, 200 steps, 300 steps, so much, as many steps as you have taken, so many years of ibadat sawab, and so many years of roza sawab. People who are coming from a little far, they can't walk, it's not practical walking from so far. Inshallah, for every turn of the wheel, they will get 2 steps sawab. So there is so much of reward for observing the day of Jummah. What are the 6 things that we must do in order that we observe this day of Jummah and we get the rewards? One is to take a bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah every Muslim does, takes a bath for Jummah and he wears his clean clothes. The second is to come walking. And this refers to, if a person is coming from far, or a person is an invalid, he comes in a wheelchair, or somebody brings him in a car, he will also get the reward. This refers to people in the past who were kings, who were big lords, they used to be carried in, so all can see he's a big man who has come. Nobody does that today. Everyone, even the kings of the Arab countries, they also go walking. Nobody is carried in like a big lord and a big shot. So the second thing is to come walking. The third thing is to come as early as possible. And the latest of being early is that by the second adhan, if there is place in the masjid proper, we must come into the masjid. This is where we do quite a bit of negligence. We sit around at the back, we sit in the wuzu khana. People who even take permission from their non-Muslim bosses, that today is our Jummah, we want to go for Jummah Salat, they give them many times permission also, and then they come and they sit in the car park, or they sit in the wuzu khana, or we waste time in the toilet. No, to come into the masjid as early as possible. And people, you can come from as early as you want to, but the latest is by the second adhan. If there is place in the masjid proper, go as far as possible to the front without inconveniencing anyone. Don't jump over the backs of people. And that also teaches us that the people who have come early, they must fill the place from the front. Like what happens in the harams of Makkah Sharif, people who go, and just where they enter, they find a place, they sit there. The people who come later, they think the haram is full already. Whereas if you just go little in front, you'll find lot place. But the people, the habit is like that, they just sit, they get a place, they sit there, people think the place is full. So we must not do that. Fill up the place from the front, the people who come from the back, then they have sufficient place. So to go as early as possible. And then the fourth thing is to sit as close as possible to the imam. We mustn't just sit haphazardly anywhere. Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a very great buzurg and very, very conscious of sunnat. Once in Lanesia, it was a weekday where there are few people in a residential area, all have gone to their shops and working places. And we went to meet Maulana, then for Zahar we went to the masjid. And we didn't know, and we learn, and we teach our brothers also. We also made our sunnat namaz scattered in the masjid. Somebody standing here, somebody there. Then when Maulana came, he walked from the back straight to the place behind the Imam's musalla. And then he announced, as he was walking, he said, when the E is placed in the first saf, to make your namaz anywhere else is doing a great injustice to yourself. Because the sawab of the first stuff is so great. And it was empty when you came. If it was full, it's a different thing. But you, when you come and the first stuff is empty, and still you don't go in the first stuff, you are doing a great injustice to yourself. To get an idea of that, an example, if you have 10 million rand to invest, you can invest it in city center, where your returns will be so great. But you go and invest it in a desert, in a jungle. You go and buy land there. What no returns you're going to get there. You wasted your time, your money. And time is more valuable than money also. So when we come for Jumu'ah especially, and there is place in the front steps as much in front of us, always take the front place. You are getting great, great rewards. We know for parking in cities, you have to pay parking fees everywhere. On the streets if you park, or parking lot, you have to pay. Yeah, they are also parking meters, but you don't have to pay, they pay you. If you sit in the place in that parking bay, in your namaz bay you came in, you don't have to pay, they pay you. And the greatest amount of reward is the place directly behind the imam. Then one to the right, one to the left. Until the first surf gets full, then only start the second surf. So that is an important thing also to observe, especially for Jumu'ah, for every namaz. The first thing is to listen attentively. The bayan also, especially the khutbah, to listen attentively. What normally we do, many places you will see that on a Jumu'ah, people come early. And they will lean against the wall or a pillar or something, and they fall asleep also. And if you have to tell them, uncle, your wuzu is broken, go make wuzu, is a big fight. Uncle will immediately say, I wasn't sleeping, though he was snoring. You could hear him snoring also. But he said, I was awake, I wasn't sleeping. And he gets cross if you tell him. So this is that we should try and go, we should listen attentively. People normally don't make qailula, but on a Jummah they take the 40 wings. They sit down and they make the qailula on a Jummah. And we should listen attentively. If we don't listen attentively, we are half sleepy and we hear half also. So for example, Maulana is saying that when you go on safar, on a journey, safar, then your namaz is half. Zohar, Asar, Isha, instead of four, you make two rakats. But we were half sleepy and we heard that Maulana said namaz is maaf. Maulana didn't say namaz is maaf, he said namaz is half. Okay, so many of us we find, even when we go for Hajj, Umrah, we're not making namazes. Okay, we think that Maulana said on Safar namaz is maaf. It's not maaf, it is half. You have to read your namaz on time. But you read it half, the four rakats namaz, you make two. Or Maulana said that viyaj, which is interest. In Gujarati, interest is called viyaj. Viyaj is haram. But we were half sleepy. And what we heard that Maulana said, piyaj. Piyaj is onions. The onions are haram. Who made onions haram? Where is onions haram? Onions is such a great namat of Allah Ta'ala. But then also, it suits the people fine, because the women folk, they want onions when they are most expensive. The price of onion fluctuates. Sometimes it's cheap, the lowest, sometimes very high. And when it's very expensive, they want it now and now. So we got a good point that Maulana said piyaj is haram, so we can't buy any more onions. No, piyaj is not haram, viyaj, interest is haram. But that we don't want to hear. Because we like to take interest, or we are paying interest on so many things, so we don't want to hear that we are viyaj, interest is haram. So we should listen attentively. And the sixth thing is that we shouldn't do anything useless. Like in the days of before, there should be pebbles in the masjid. I still remember when we were young, the haram of Makkah also had pebbles in the masjid. In the just after the mataf, there were pebbles. Masjids commonly have pebbles in them. So a person normally has got a habit playing with stones, he's layani. Irrelevant, unnecessary things he does. So he takes one stone from this side, he throws it this side, one from this side. One person went to a sheikh for his islah. So he just went, met the sheikh, he was sitting, and there was a box with this mud clods that we make istinja with, thela. There were all a box of all the dhelas there, mud clots. So he took his walking stick and he was breaking them all. So the sheikh told his khadim, bring our other box also. This man enjoys breaking them. Let him break the other box also, all the dhelas. Then he understood. How many people on the desk, they got a calendar for the month, desk calendar. And their phone call came and they are holding on and they are scribbling on that calendar. The first of the month fell and the whole calendar is full. So much they scribbled everywhere. Waste of ink, waste of time, etc. Read Durood Sharif in that time, make some zikr. But the habit of mankind, like to waste, like for example, a person plays with his watch all the time, putting his glasses right, plays with his cuff links, etc. All that. So a person shouldn't do anything like that. No layani. So six things if a person does on the day of Jummah, and we should see that we try and do these things, he will get the sawab of one whole year's ibadat and one whole year's roza. What are the six things? To bath and wear clean clothes. Secondly, to come walking. Thirdly, to come as early as possible. Fourthly, to sit as close as possible to the imam. Fifthly, to listen attentively. And sixthly, not to do anything useless. Nothing difficult. You don't have to move a mountain from its place or anything. May Allah give us tawfiq. And this is, we will be fueling ourselves in the week, for the whole week. As it comes in the hadith, a person who observes his Jumu'ah, his sins are forgiven from one week to the next. So this is, if we fuel up, we take our fuel, we will get that energy and strength to carry on with our spirituality and our deen. These are called amal sitta li yawm al-jumu'ah. Amongst the learned, the ulama and the pious people, they are called the six amals for the day of Jumu'ah that we must observe. Then there are certain other amal, amal khaswa li yawm al-jumu'ah, special amal for the day of Jumu'ah. We must observe them also. What are they? On a Jumu'ah, we should get up earlier than usual. For example, Fajr is 5:20. Maybe a person gets up 5:00, 4:45. A person who gets up for tahajjud may be getting up 4:00 for tahajjud. On a Jummah, just try and get up little bit earlier. Even 2 minutes earlier. 5 minutes earlier. Actually, Jummah, you must get more earlier. Half an hour earlier, so you can do more ibadat. 1 hour earlier. But even if you just get up 2 minutes earlier than usual, you'll have made amal on the sunnah. That you woke up earlier on Jummah than other days. So that is one. The second is that we should try and go to the Qabristan. Till today, we find the Jews are very particular that on a Saturday they go to the Qabristan. The Christians even more, on a Sunday they go. But Muslims, we are very weak in this. There are many, mashallah, many places where the whole Jamaat, for example, on a Thursday night, they all go to the Qabristan. Friday morning after Fajr, straight after Fajr, all of them go. So we should try and go on a Friday. Friday is a special day. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if a child was disobedient to his parents in their lifetime, and after they pass away, he goes regularly on a Jummah to the Qabr, Allah will write him down as an obedient child. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? That in your lifetime you would not be obedient to your parents, you were disobedient, but you used to go to the qabr on a Friday, you will be written as an obedient child. And the object of going to the qabristan is not for isal al-sawab and to make dua and maghfirat, that you will do when you go. But then that can be done from anywhere. The object of going to the qabristan is that we refresh our memory that this is my dream house. I have to build my dream house. This is my dream house, my qabr. Not my house, a beachfront house on the top of the mountain or somewhere in the woods or in the jungle. You build a big mansion. No, my dream house is the qabr. I have to remind us of that all the time. And then to read Surah Kahf. We all know Surah Kahf, roughly the half of 15 Supara, to more before the first quarter of 16. We should try and read that. There are many amal in our deen, which if we do, Allah will save us from tension, pressure, anxiety, all these things. One of them is to read Surah Kahf on a Friday. Allah will keep that person, no tension will come on him. On the day of Qiyamah, which will be a very, very horrible and frightening day, but a person who used to read Surah Kahf regularly, Allah will save him from the horrors and the anxiety and the tension of the day of Qiyamah. And when Allah will save us of that, even dunya's tension and difficulties, Allah will save us. So we should try and read Surah Kahf on a Friday. If we can't for any reason read the whole surah, read the first 10 ayats at least and the last 10. And if we can't do that also, at least read either the first 10 or the last 10. But the best that we should try and do is to read the whole surah on a Friday. And many students are hafiz. While walking you can read. If you go to the qabristan, on the way you can read. On the way back you read. Not difficult at all. It's just a matter of bringing it into our system. The other is to read Durood Sharif in abundance. Durood Sharif we must read every day. And Friday we must increase our durood. And one particular durood for Jummah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Oh Allah, send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000 is how much? 1,000,000. So in 3 seconds you have sent 1,000,000 durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you send one durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. So you send 1,000,000 durood in 3 seconds. In the 3 seconds, Allah sends 10,000,000 durood on you. Our durood with our dirty mouths, dirty hearts and dirty minds. And Allah's durood, subhan, pure 10,000,000 duroods you get. So we should try and increase our durood. Every day read. As students, if you can't read more, 10 times a day. The Jummah, that is why it's a holiday in the madrasa. Not holiday that we don't do anything, just waste our time. Holiday so we can observe all this. So try and read, and we encourage this durood to read it 1,000 times on a Jummah. So 1,000 times 1,000,000, how much? 1,000,000,000. So in between half an hour, 40 minutes, and spread it out. You can read this 1,000 durood and you will be a real billionaire. Every Jummah, over and over, you will become a billionaire. Dunya's millionaires is what we call spaza shops. Hey, that money also hasn't got value, it's just paper. And it's not going to go in the qabr in any case. But your durood will be with you wherever you are in the world. In the qabr it will be at the time of mort. One person, his actions, amal were being weighed. And he only sins he had, no good deeds. And he saw, I'm going to Jahannam because I've got no good deeds. Suddenly he saw a handsome young man coming and put a small piece of paper in his scale of good deeds, pen of good deeds, by which it became so heavy that the other pen that was just now heavy, it became so light because this was so heavy. He saw, and I'm going straight Jannah. My work is done. He asked, who are you and what did you put? He said, I'm your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I put one, your durood you send on me, I paid you back here. So much our durood will help us. So on a Jummah, we should try and increase our durood. On a Jummah, we should try and particularly read Salatul Tasbih. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not give you a gift, a special gift? And they understood a gift was not some material thing. 10 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand, a fountain pen, a pair of socks or something. But spiritual things they understood. Say, please give me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, try and read Salatul Tasbih. If you can, read it every day. If you can't, once a week. If you can't, once a month. If you can't, at least once a year. And if you can't, don't be so weak that in your whole life you didn't read it one time also. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads Salatul Tasbih, all his sins will be forgiven. Big and small, public and private, or intention, unintentionally, all his sins will be forgiven. Ulama say, for big sins we must make tawbah and ask forgiveness. But in this hadith it comes, all your sins will be forgiven. How to make Salatul Tasbih? It's written in all the kitabs. In Fazail Amal also it's written. Bihishti Zewar also it's written. Deen Ki Baat, all the kitabs of fiqh, Da'watul Haq, Ta'limul Haq, it's written in there, in all the kitabs. So we should try and read Salatul Tasbih. And on a Friday, two times especially, we should be particular about du'as. One is between the two khutbahs, when the imam sits down, it's a short while. But silently in your heart, very valuable time, the du'as are readily accepted. And all of us got our great needs. Make that time dua. The other time is between Asr and Maghrib. If we can't give all that time, at least a few minutes before Maghrib, that's the most valuable time. So on a Jummah, try and come earlier to the masjid, or on your way, while you are walking, make your dua. You will benefit so greatly. Those are very valuable times when duas are accepted. Also, for a day of Jummah, try and use Atar, particularly. Atar is sunnah all the time. It is a particular sunnah of Jum'ah to use when we come for Jum'ah. And also, try and read one of the surahs that starts with Sabbaha Yusabbihu, Musabbihat. Anyone, the shortest of them all is Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la. Try and read that surah. So these are 8 amal, amal khassa li yawm al-jum'ah. So try and observe the amal sitta also, amal khassa also, and fuel up every Jum'ah, and it will take us for the whole week, and our whole life will be made. Wa akhiru da'wah.